Hello there, and welcome to this episode of Sound Surfing. I'm your captain, Ben Gosselin. This episode will be heading into the rough waters of breakcore, a genre of music that quite literally sounds like a bunch of loud, random drum noises at high speeds. I thought it would be really interesting to look at because my first thoughts when I heard it were, is this really music? And yours will probably be the same. So, let's jump right in and set sail. Hold on to something though, because it's about to get rough. Let me start by asking you a question. Have you ever heard of Almond Break? No? You probably have heard it. Now do you recognize this? This is Almond Break. It's a famous drum loop performed by the 1960s funk and soul outfit The Winstons. And let me tell you, this drum loop is magical. It's used in so much stuff and is practically the basis of breakcore. Almost all breakcore uses this drum loop as a skeleton for the beat you hear, but you wouldn't notice it at first glance. A lot of breakcore songs build their beat around the structure of Almond Break and land more elements to it, such as changing up the drums, warping the pitch and stretch, and even substituting one beat with tons of really quick beats. Doing things like these makes each song sound completely different, even if they do the same core beat. That's why when you listen to breakcore, a lot of what you will hear sounds similar but also different at the same time. I haven't actually explained what breakcore even is though. You've probably got a bit of an idea by now, but probably not enough. Breakcore is a fusion of two words, breakbeat and hardcore. A breakbeat is a type of music that takes breaks, or in easier terms, percussion or instrumental bit from a song, and uses them as the main beat. And then hardcore refers to the music being faster and more aggressive, hence the harder sounds. It's this amalgamation of the hardcore, industrial, and jungle music genres at high speeds around 180 beats per minute. But it can go faster than that. Way faster. Like hundreds of BPM faster. But it can't go past 1000. Once it hits 1000 BPM, it becomes extra tone. And extra tone is pretty much the edgy college art projects of the hardcore genre. Basically, what I'm saying is, if it doesn't sound like a million bees getting sucked into a giant vacuum cleaner, then it's most likely still breakcore. Breakcore has a really unnerving, creepy, and chaotic sound to it. It's probably due to all the crazy sampling and just random beats in general. They all had this heavy and super loud sound of the beats and just slapping beat after beat after beat on top of each other really fast. It just makes it feel and sound creepy. Ironically, speedcore used to be called terrorcore. I wonder why. Basically, if I were to summarize the genre in three words, there would be speed, explosions, and cacophony. Breakcore cannot be defined by the word melody at all. In a better sense, breakcore is a cacophony of loud beats and drum samples. A lot of the music that you'll hear will be broken up into small sections where the general beat, speed, and sound of the song drastically change. None of it has any melody whatsoever, and is just straight up random. That's why the genre has deep roots to the rave culture and is mainly listened to by people who like hardcore music. It's another one of the reasons why breakcore sounds as unnerving as it does, but it's also sparked debate as to whether or not the genre even exists. Breakcore is highly sample-based and mostly just cuts of the samples. Because of the inclusion of samples from other genres like jazz, people struggle to determine if it falls into a category of music or if it doesn't have one at all. I, on the other hand, believe that breakcore is a genre of music, Even though it copies, pastes, and then cuts and warps samples of all kinds of things, it turns those samples into something totally different. The end of this episode is fast approaching, so before the curtain falls, I would like to give credit to the artists and songs featured in this episode today. The first song you heard was Human Beat Breakcore by CDR, following that was the drum loop Almond Break from the Winstons, and then was Guilty When Drunk by Artificial Lover. After that was Breakcore by CDR, and following was Eulogy for Nick Galvis from Nero's Day at Disneyland. Coming after that song was Quail by N, and currently playing is Tout Petit Moino by Igor. Finally, I would also like to thank you, the listener, for tuning into this episode of Sound Surfing. More episodes of Sound Surfing can be found at whje.com. That's all from me this episode. I'm your captain, Ben Goslin, signing out.